Good vach. Hope you had an awesome Shabbos and a freilichem Purim. So as we get ready to celebrate Purim, I want to share with you something important to remember. Now, our sages teach us that in the Messianic era, all of our current holidays will be canceled because they'll pale in comparison to the miracles that we will see in the final days. It'll put the Pesach plagues to shame. And thus, there will be no need to celebrate Pesach, Chanukah, Sukkot, you name it. However, the one holiday that our tradition says will be eternal is none other than Purim. And the question is, like, why? I mean, even if you think about it, what's the best, most important, wonderful miracle that happens on Purim? Nothing really. But the answer is that while all the other days speak about the great open miracles that God performed to allow us to either defeat our enemies or to survive our journey through the desert through some miraculous means, Purim is a holiday where there is really nothing miraculous to point out in a specific detail of the day. I mean, it's a 9-year story of some pretty nail-biting danger that the Jews faced, and everything worked out in the end. But what was miraculous about it was that there was nothing out of the ordinary that was miraculous that had to happen. It was all just weaved into the natural storyline of life. And our sages tell us that that was and is specifically the greatest act of God's control over history, to make things work out in a miraculous string of events, yet none of them requiring turning nature upside down. The key to Purim is to remember that so too in any situation that we're in, like today, where it seems like we're under great attack, just like the Jews of Persia were, yet we won, as we always do and always will. And in fact, we believe that as we speak, those exact events that we're facing, which seem to be working against us, will, in the end of the day, be seen as seeds that God was planting to be the exact reason for why we'll win. It happened back then, Chevra, and hold on, because it will happen again. To be perfectly clear, to be a Jew is to know Jewish history, and to celebrate Purim is to know that it will happen again. It's just a matter of time. But if we do our part, God will do his, and may it be soon. And on that note, wishing you an awesome Purim night. Please feel free to drop into our home between 1 and 2:30, because it would be great to have you come over and share l'chaim. And then I could really, truly say, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.